service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 6th day of December 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 12th day of April 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 4th day of October 2018, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 7th day of November 2018, given 0 days to comply. A reinspection on the 9th day of November 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I had a list of reinspections on 11-15 of 2018, 11-21 of 2018, 11-29 of 2018, 12-6 of 2018, and 1-17 of 2019. I rechecked the property for code board on the 31st day of January 2019, and the violation had been corrected. Based upon testimony of evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, a no-fine standard order recurring, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Mannix Leach present? Come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Mannix Leach, 181 Bridge Haven Drive. Actually, it's currently not my address at the moment. I moved to try and correct said concern. My biggest problem was I didn't have a big enough driveway, and for myself and my roommate, it wasn't enough, so I found a bigger home with a bigger driveway. I know I can't fix the stuff the reoccurring accidents, only because it's in the past. So, I understand I have to pay a fee, so be it.
Have you corrected the problem?
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Staff recommendation.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 36. Case number 2018110559, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jose M. and Fatima Valero, 6 Plateau Lane A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the City's Composite 1 proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and times indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 10th of November 2018, giving 1 day to comply. We inspected on the 17th of November, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. Subsequent re-inspects were 11-20, 12-12, 12-15, 12-28, and 1-10, and it was all stolen violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 28th day of February 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order. An administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Jose M. or Fatima Valero present? You want to come up and state your name and the address, please?
Kowalski, Virtual Homes Realty. I'm here for the 6 Plateau Lane. We were told by the city that there is a violation, but it was posted on the wrong side of the... We were told that it's on A side, but the actual violation was on the B side. So we were trying to get in touch with the wrong tenant for a few days, and that's why the violation hasn't been taken care of right away. Once we figure figured out that the actual trailer was on the B side, not on the A side. The violation was taken care of. So it's all been good. They haven't been back ever since. Was that trailer?
So the violation has been taken care of?
Yeah, according to.
Yes.
Yes, it's all been. We were just notifying the wrong person because we were told that it's on the A side, but it is on the B side.
So. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
So ordered.
Sorry.
One nay. Mr. Metz. Thank you very much.
So do I just need to pay the administrative fee? Is that what the motion? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's correct. It's a no fine.
No fine standing order.
Thank you, sir.
Our next case is AI 12. A case number 20181205-41, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Tracy Lee and Jennifer Faye Wilford. 96 Zephyr Lily Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer or RV.
For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of August 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 18th day of December 2018, giving 2 hours minimum to comply, reinspected on the 18th day of December 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of March 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Tracy Lee or Jennifer Faye Wilford present? Come forward, please. Please state your name and your address.
Tracy Lee Wolliford, 96 Zephyr Lily Trail, Palm Coast.
What do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
The motorhome broke down in the yard is what happened. He's 100% correct. It was there. I also had rental. You know, I've kept it in Snap-on rental, and I brought the receipt. Where I paid for the month of November, I would have. And I have a receipt where I also had the starter and the solenoid fixed on it. And I moved it out the minute I got everything fixed. And I was actually put it in the yard to go to my daughter's graduation. Put it in the yard to load it. And then it broke down. I couldn't even take it, so we ended up driving.
The motorhome is now off your property?
Yes, 100% off, yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Our next case is AI 52. Case number 20181104-40, City of Palm Coast versus Sergio Martins and Irene Santiago Silva. 1 Furnace Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle, trailer, in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering an evidence the city's composite proof of offer service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of April 2016, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 16th day of September 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 27th day of November 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 7th day of November 2018, giving 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 15th day of November 2018 in the property was in non-compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I conducted a reinspection on the 12/6 of 2018, and the property was still not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Thank you. Is Sergio Martins or Irene Santiago Silva present?
I'm attending there, so they're not here. I read from them.
Okay, can you come forward? Please state your name and the address.
Robert Barrow, 1 Furness Place.
And your landlord's aware you're speaking on his behalf this morning?
I'm not sure. This was just on the door, and I contacted the city, but I never got a call back, so I just showed up.
What do you have to say?
That's my van. I mean, we work a lot of hours, so I'm in and out. I don't try to leave the van overnight, but sometimes we run calls in the middle of the night. So instead of going all the way back to the shop, we leave the van overnight. So, I mean, I'm not denying it. It's been parked there.
And the violation has been corrected?
Yes, my last inspection of the violation has been corrected.
If in case of emergency, I got to leave it there overnight, is there a certain coverage that has to be done? I mean, I know there's ladders on it. Now, if I cover just the names, is that fine, or what's the policy on that?
You might want to talk with code enforcement to find out what you need to do, because it would be, I don't think you can cover that, but if you talk with the code enforcement officer, I'm sure he'll give you some ideas of what needs to be done.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 37. Case number 2018120386, a recurring violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Candace D. Edwards, 42 Point Pleasant Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F. Improper parking.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service, along with photos taken that depict conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 20th day of July 2015, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 24th of May 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of October 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation is issued on the 7th day of December 2018 at 10:27 a.m., giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 7th day of December 2018 at 10:46, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 19th day of December 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property. Property owner, based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Thank you. Is Candace D. Edwards present? Come forward, please. You state your name and your address.
My name is Candace Edwards, 42 Point Pleasant Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference to this?
It's true that we was parking the car on the grass. Where I live at is like a sharp curve, and I had several people crash in that curve and total their car. And the last incident took place in June 2017, where a motorcycle guy crashed into my car. And damage was done to my car, and come to find out he had suspended license, and he didn't have no insurance. So my car was damaged, and my fear is my car would get totaled. And I can't afford to, you know, get another car. You know, I'm a custodian. So I park on the grass to try to prevent my car from getting totaled from the people coming around the curve. My mom did call. I'm not sure who she spoke to try to see if it was a speed bump and get put out on the road. They did put out a speed detector to try to monitor the speed coming around that curve. I have several incident reports, you know, from throughout the years, because I've been in my house going for 19 years this May, that people come around that curve real fast and they crash into the driveway. So if your car is right there, you know, God knows what can happen. So that's what I've been doing. Now, I did correct the problem. I'm looking to try to find out how I go about expanding my driveway.
Problem has been corrected?
Yes, it has.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
But what does that mean? Do I pay the fee or what do I do?
It's a no fine order with administrative fees in the amount of $53.50.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I
I'll talk to you. Come on back.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The next case is AI 6. Case number 2018-110777. The City of Palm Coast versus George G. Jr. and Desi B. Watkins. 190 Bird of Paradise Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, 105.1, no permit. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. Code Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite warrant proving service along with the numerous photos that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 20th day of November 2018, given 5 days to comply, re-inspected on the 27th day of November 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property conducted before code board on the 28th day of February 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. On motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus a $69 administrative cost to the city.
Thank you. Is George G. Jr. or Desi B. Watkins present? Good morning. State your name and your address.
Good morning. My name is Desi Bat Watkins. My address is 190 Bird of Paradise Drive, Palm Coast, Florida, 32137.
Thank you. And what do you have to say in reference to the case, ma'am?
Well, I was one to ask for this hearing. It's because during the course of when the storm came twice, and then we had a water surge on Bird of Paradise, and you all know the issue that's on Bird of Paradise. I live in the curve, and when the lake overflows, it overflows in my yard. I've been calling for years to get situation handled. I was told that March of last year, someone was going to come out and meet with my neighbors. When Hutch King was there as the commissioner, I was told that with nothing we can do about it, you purchased the property, you should have known. Then when I found out through the engineering department, I was never supposed to have my house built there in the first place. It's because it's supposed to have been a reserve after the fire. I was not here for the fire. I was living in California. My husband did 25 years in the military, and I was an ombudsman for the Navy, so I know compliance. I, in turn, called the Department of Transportation for 95. They came out. They did an assessment, told me that it would cost too much for me and the city to get together because they would have to dredge under my house and put concrete in it to lift it up for the water. I had a sidewall on my house, and with so much water, the wall fell away from my house. In my house, I have taken all the carpet up, put down wood floors, and moisture is under my house where now I have bubbles in my floor. Now, with this incident, I was in Jacksonville at the time when ABC came out to put my roof on the house. If you look at my property, you would see it's well kept. Everywhere I have lived, I take care of my property because that's the way my grandmother taught me. Now, that driveway had a crack in it, and I, when I wrote up the paperwork, they told me to, they said, draw it up, tell us everything you're going to need to have done. I did that. I was told that I couldn't patch it, but I see all, in Palm Coast, if you go through, you see all the driveways cracked. Next door to me, that driveway there is all cracked. It was a situation before. It was not my situation, all right? So what happened was, water came, the surge of the water came. I have pictures. You guys like to see them? Who did I give them to?
Just
a minute. Oh, you coming? All right. There
you
go. And when you come back, I have something else for you. Sand for that concrete to go and be leveled. person that came out and leveled it back like it was from the beginning. All right. So when I received a notice, and the notice said that I was not in compliance with my driveway. Well, if you tell me you come into my house and you're going to be there at a certain time and you're going to do your little thing or whatever you do, then I called and had it done. During the course of that, my mom was in hospice. So I was under the impression I just called from a phone and said, okay, you can put my driveway in. My cars and my truck parked on the opposite side. So they did their work. I came home, had it repainted. I'm well on my way until I receive a letter in the mail stating that I wasn't, I was out of compliance with getting my driveway fixed. I came down, had to pay another $67. To this day, I have not seen anyone. When they were digging the swells out a couple of months ago, on the opposite side, where there's a Corvette deer, I was parked over there because it had rained. And when it rains there, I don't care if a 53-footer get in there, they're not coming out. I have called over and over because my yard is sinking. I asked the engineering company to come out and tell me whether there's a sinkhole that's there because of all of the water that's there. Only thing they have ever done was, I think it's St. John's water, whatever. They come out and they drudge it. Why? I have put so much fuel in that yard. If I was trying to sell my house, I wouldn't get a penny for it because I have to disclose all the water that I get. This year, so far, we have not had a storm, so I have not gotten a lot of water, but the rain still settled in my yard. Now, this second permit that I got, I went through the same procedure, called to have an inspection done. The person that spoke to me, and that's why I asked for a hearing, I don't take it lightly. Somebody giving me verbal threats. Like I said, I was an ombudsman for the military. The person told me, I can have your driveway torn up because I didn't give you permission. You don't give me permission. I followed the ordinance of the city, and I called. I did what I was supposed to do. Now, I don't have anything that's written that said this is how the and procedures are supposed to be followed in Palm Coast. And if I had one of those, I would gladly have went step by step by step. So that's why I asked for a hearing.
Now, let me go back to what you had said earlier.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, you said that you lived in California?
I lived in many places. My husband was military. Okay. At the time of this situation, when I was having a house built, yeah.
Okay. And you said that you knew what you needed to do to be in compliance.
What I was told by phone, what I needed to do, and I went over to the office over on the other side, and they told me exactly what I needed to do was to draw my plan up and bring it back in and pay for the permit.
Okay. And it's your opinion that you applied for a permit?
I applied for a permit twice.
Do we have a permit on file for that particular address? Staff?
May I ask?
Let us just check here and we'll...
May I ask, who was the contractor that poured the concrete for you?
That was out of, they worked for a holiday. It's, what is the name? Noah Telfair.
Thank you.
It seems like there was a permit and it did expire without final.
Can you stand up and come forward, please? We very seldom see you at our meetings, but that's okay. Come forward and announce who you are.
Repair. There was work going on to as that picture that showed additional work being done.
Chairman, if I could ask one question for Mrs. Bembry. From the standpoint of compliance, what must specifically occur for this property to come into compliance? So step one for compliance is you have to pull a permit because the current permit has expired. And then once that permit, there'll be an inspection done by the city responsive to that permit. And then we go from there as to what would be needed.
At this time, there are no approved inspections.
Thank you.
And I can tell you why. Because the person that I spoke to in reference to the inspection after I received the notice that I was not given permission to put my driveway in, and I said to the person, I was given a day that this person was supposed to come and do my inspection. I in turn called ABC, the company that put the roof on, to let them know that they had to pay for my driveway being repaired. I had already pulled the permit for that. They sent me a check for $300 and some odd, which was supposed to just, they said, you don't need to repair the whole driveway. You can just repair the crack that's in the driveway. Like I said earlier, I could have done that, but because my driveway was not my driveway, was built with my house, I did not want that crack in my driveway. So that meant that I had to come back down here and get another permit to show that I was going to have the whole thing dug out and reset in. It rained, like I said. It washed out, so I had to get it framed up again, put the wire in, and the rocks in. I'm a paralegal. I followed everything. And when I called in, because I said to the person, which did not like what I said, and I'm always going to say what I want to say, you cannot tell me what to do. I'm following the compliance of what was told to me when I came down to the city. I've been upstairs, I've been to the engineering department, I've asked for a lot of stuff that I have not gotten to this day, and I've been in my house 15 years.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Are there any further questions from the board members?
I have a clarification question from the staff. Can the owner request a permit, and they're required to request the permit, or is the contractor required to get it, or can both of them go after it? How does that work? I thought I understood it, but after listening to her, I'm not real sure.
The contractor can take the permit as an owner.
As a what, please?
As an owner-builder.
Oh.
They do sign an affidavit, which we do have, that if they do hire somebody, they can do it.
And whose responsibility is the license? The lady would have to check on the... Okay, that's what I thought.
Otherwise, we certainly encourage owner-builders to have a contract.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bembry. I appreciate it.
All right, then I have a question.
Okay.
Staff recommendation is 5 days to correct. Can this homeowner, starting now, comply with that? Can she get a permit within 5 days? But the issue at this point is no permit, not whether it's been checked. So, while she's here today, can she go to the building department and get this permit?
That's $65.
I don't know how much it is.
Well, my thing is, if the code enforcer had come out and he looked at my driveway, why did they not see that the culvert was cracked also?
Okay. Ma'am.
My part of the job is to enforce what hasn't been done. We have this gentleman here, Conrad. He's a planner specialist. He has been on this actively, so we need him to testify to what he has to say about it.
Okay, Conrad, could you come forward, please? State your name.
And could you also explain the step of requiring a finalization of the permit? Because that seems to be the problem here.
Yes, I can clear up a few things. My name is Conrad Troja. I work for Construction Management and Engineering as a project specialist. So on March 10th, I went out to do an inspection on the property for a pre-pour before the driveway could be poured.
package, which was the site plan. So I was unable to determine what was proposed to be done on site, and I took that picture. And in the picture, it doesn't comply with our design standard. So I failed the inspection, and that was the last time I had been out to the property. Moving forward, as Mr. Nutz had said, the resident can pull a permit, and what we will require, because the driveway was poured without any further inspections, it will have to be cored so that we can make sure it complies with the design standards. If it doesn't, then it will have to be removed and put in correctly.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can I ask a question, please?
Yes, sir.
When you say design standards on just a driveway, is it that difficult to get a design standard, or is it just a simple thing?
It's a driveway detail sheet that you can download straight from our website, which is here.
And then the second part of the question, is the homeowner allowed just to pick the section they want to replace? If you got a three-section driveway and the one in the middle is cracked, can you just replace that one and not worry about the other two if they don't have a crack?
Yes. That is correct. You can repair any portion of the driveway that is necessary.
As long as it complies with the plan, site plan, and the necessities that the building department requires.
Yes.
I believe the homeowner in this case has told us that she got wire mesh and stone, so she did the base work. You could pour that driveway, that piece, without any reinforcement or fiber mesh today, and it would be suffice, providing it is not too wet.
Yes, there are some structural things that need to be done around the pipe in our driveway detail plan. And as you can see, where the dirt over the pipe only has 4 inches of concrete, it should have about 12 inches of concrete around the pipe and encase the pipe halfway down.
Can I ask you, I don't understand what you just said. If I'm looking at the picture right now and I see that pipe under the driveway, you're telling me that where the top part is should have also been dug out and made 12 inches deep?
Around the pipe, yes, sir.
On both sides of the pipe, going in and out of the driveway?
Yes.
Okay.
So what's a realistic time frame for her to get this done and get a permit?
Realistically, she can get the permit within the 5 days, and then probably she has to comply with getting the work done.
All right. I have a question.
Okay,
go ahead. The part about the right-of-way, where we're talking about that part of it, okay, that's what we're talking about then, that cement not being poured properly around that pipe, because that portion of the driveway is now in the right-of-way, correct?
Yes, sir.
And is that what the right-of-way issue was?
To start with, for me, is the proposed work on the first site plan, because I checked it when I got back. I looked it up. They did not propose to do any work in the right-of-way on the first plan. As Premery said, they came back in and revised it. So the first day when I went out to do the inspection, first the paperwork wasn't in the permit package. When I went back in to check it, it wasn't in compliance with what was actually being done.
May I say something?
That
what was told to me, that I didn't display my permit. When I paid for it, they told me to take my permit and display it on my door or on my window. So when the inspector would come, he would see it, and I said, fine. My house has, I don't know if you can bring the picture back up, I have a double screen there. See the permit there? You're seeing it. Okay. I was told that there was no permit visible, and so that's why I was declined from after the driveway was already done. So on the opposite side where the swell is at, about 3 or 4 months ago, they came out and they drove it again, made it deeper, and the guy, I was parked on the other side because they wanted to use my driveway to put the pallets on it. So I moved over on the other side. One of the guys came up that's contracted by the city to put grass back in the swell. He called in and said that I was parked illegally on the grass. And so when the guy came out, I think that's the second one, because I had two there. And the rain had come, it was just a mess. It was just too much. So right now, that's why I asked for a hearing. I don't feel like I should go back and pay for a permit that's still standing, that supposedly that they didn't give me permission to put that driveway down. Like I said, ABC gave me $300 and some odd. My husband was, he worked for TSA, so he's home now visually watching these planes in the sky. I'm just out of breath. I'm just through this.
Okay,
so
ma'am.
So tell me what to do.
Okay. What is required in this particular case? We've heard from the building department. We've heard from the city as to what their standpoint is right now, that you are still in violation. You need to extend the permit that you had previously or to apply for a new permit, whatever is required to finish up what you started, have it properly inspected, and then have the permit closed. You have 5 days to get a permit, is what the city is recommending to you.
I understand that. What I'm asking is, why do I have to get another new permit when that permit was standing, they expired my other permit, and they didn't send me a letter until to let me know until right before that last one expired of the violations that was supposed to be on it. I paid it in already.
Okay, that permit has expired.
That's two permits expired.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a C order giving the homeowner 5 days to correct the problem or pull a permit or pay $50 per day until the problem is corrected, and to pay $69 in administrative fees. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Opposed.
We have one opposed. So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case will be AI 50. It will be case number 20181106, the City of Palm Coast versus Harold C. and Conchetta P. Bleakley, 31 Fir Tree Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 15th day of November 2018, given 6 days to comply. A reinspection on the 21st day of November 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A list of reinspections on 11/29/2018, 12/6/2018. I rechecked the property, which was conducted before Code Board on the 17th day of January 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Harold C. or Conchetta P. Bleakley present? State your name and your address, sir.
Philip Lately, 31 Fir Tree Lane.
And what do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
Before I got the trailer, I come down here to code enforcement, and I tell them I'm buying a trailer. It's not a commercial trailer, but I bought a trailer to because I'm going to be moving within a certain period of time, and that I'm going to be loading the trailer. Once the trailer's loaded, get the trailer, give us a call, and let us know. When I call and let us know, it's like, no, you got 3 days, you have to get it out of there while I was packing. It wasn't a something that, it's not like a business that I'm leaving it there every night, but I do need to, I did need to pack the trailer for stuff that I had to move. And once I got that done, I went and put it in storage. So it is no longer there.
Violation has been corrected.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Can I ask another question while we're here?
Hold on a second, sir. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Aye, chief.
A second question. You see up on top on the picture, the wall that's there. Back in 2000 and just before my mom passed away, so it's like around 2000, 2001, we got a code violation because there was a car parked there. And they said, unpermitted wall, no grass on the swale, whatever. This was something that was built when, just about when the house was built in the 70s. We inherited it when we bought it. I come in with the code enforcement. They brought out all these pictures, plans, aerial views, everything. And they said, well, because the wall's been there and all this other stuff, we're not going to enforce it. I have not had, now I park there almost every night. I have not had in 17 years one code enforcement violation for parking on in there as a swale. Now all of a sudden, every other day, I'm getting a code violation for parking in the swale. So why is it for 17 years, never a problem, not one, you will not find one code violation in 17 years. Now all of a sudden, there's code violations.
You're doing better than I am, sir. I've been here 30 years, and I've had more violations than I can count.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, it was actually built as a parking space. Originally, it had gravel in there. You know, and they came out and said, well, the wall's more than 8 feet away from the, you know, from the road and everything. You know, there's no problem. I was letting the grass grow because I know we're moving. Instead of putting new gravel down, we're just letting it, you know, I keep it down real close, almost to the ground.
On this particular case, sir, all we're looking for is that you bring the violation into compliance. You've said you have. We've voted on it. So you are found in violation of the code, but you're given a no-fine order with administrative costs.
Okay. The only reason why I'm saying is because I don't be coming back for a second one.
If you have any questions about code compliance, the code officers can talk to you, sir. The code officer can talk to you.
Okay.
All right.
The code officer will talk to you and answer your questions.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 25.
Good morning.
Did I say what day?
That's true.
Our next case is case number 20181205 08. It's a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Minotti Diana L. and Perry J. Miltrano, 207 London Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 16-173CV, as in Victor, estate and garage sales. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Supervisor Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proof of proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the date and time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 13th day of January 2018, a notice of violation was written to the violator. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of January 2018, a notice of violation was written and issued to the violator. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 15th day of December 2018, given 15 minutes to comply.
re-inspected, and the property was, and the violator was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. This all began with obviously complaints of garage and estate sales that are not registered, are going beyond the 2 days allowed under the code, and besides traffic conditions and everything else that went with it. The city's requesting that the sales are registered and the sales are held to the 2 days to comply with city code and two times at one location per calendar year. Recheck was done, and at the moment, the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given to the violator. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order. Recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city. This is the code here, as you see. Has been requested that it be registered, that it be held two times per location per calendar year, and for a period of two consecutive days. And that's and as you see, this has to do with, like I said, the violator. As you see in F, any person who desires to conduct a garage sale must obtain a permit for each garage sale.
Okay. Was there a permit applied for?
No.
All right. Is Diana L. Minotti here or Perry J. Moltrano?
Good morning. Perry Moltrano, Diana Minotti Moltrano. We reside at 207 London Drive. Understanding, we thank the board for this time and the code enforcement for doing the job that they're supposed to do, and we appreciate that. But what I would like the case to be dismissed pretty much on its own merit, in the sense that we have never had an estate sale at 207 London Drive, and the specific violation of the ordinance says that it's to be issued to the homeowner or tenant. And at any of the locations that that Diana may do an estate sale, which is not a garage sale, the homeowners are the people that own the property, and they own the contents of the property. To have a violation written for someone over yonder as a result of operating a service for a family, it's kind of not exactly fit in the code. That's just something I'd like to bring to your attention. We do appreciate the fact that they're not asking for a fine and the administrative code cost. That's okay. We understand that. We respect that. But this is a person embedded in the community, with a business in the community. Here, brick and mortar stores, you saw the picture. We support the community. We try to do everything we can to be legitimate in every sense of word. The homeowners would be the folks that should be doing the registration, but we do help them through it, and we do advise them on the ordinance. So if you would mind, we'd like to speak a little bit further, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Diana Minotti, Diana Minotti Fine Art Antiques and Collectibles. Been in business in Palm Coast since 2008. I'm a certified appraiser, licensed Florida auctioneer. Have held over 700 estate sales in Palm Coast or the neighboring cities. What I'm a little concerned, what I don't understand is the reoccurring situation. I have a list here that's pulled right off of the website that we subscribe to that lists in 2018 we did 57 estate sales. There's 52 weeks in a week in a year, yet we did do 57. Sometimes we have two in a weekend because we have to fulfill the needs of clients who have sold a home and have to get out of a closing date. The reoccurring thing is what has me a little bit perplexed, because 50 out of the 57 sales, 50 were in Palm Coast. And this is all the literature on them. There was no other sale that had more than 2 days other than the one that we're talking about. And if it was 3 days, it was not in the city of Palm Coast. It was either in Flagler Beach, Ormond Beach, somewhere else, which doesn't apply. So, where are we talking about these and not having a permit on file? We do that. That is routine. We do it every Thursday. And the only reason, I'm very well aware of the ordinance, the only reason I did this particular sale for 3 days is because it was a hoarder house. There was an enormous amount of material in the house. There was no way we were going to get it all liquidated in 2 days. And the other reason was that I was insured by the homeowner who was on the board of the HOA of Lakeside, who was approved, and this is a letter that was approved by the board, and that all the residents within that community were notified over 2 weeks in advance of the sale. And there was no issue with any of its residents. So why then are we talking about this now? The homeowner had specifically asked me to find out then who complained. I looked on the website, it doesn't state, and I know that you're not allowed to just anonymously make a complaint. So if it's not the homeowners within the homeowners association, then I feel that I've been targeted in this community because we are successful and we do a lot of sales, and that I end up bearing the burden of all garage sales and all estate sales in the community. Because I don't have a fictitious name. I use my name, Diana Minotti, out and forward in the community. So that is the only reason why I did a third day. And that is the only reason in 57 sales that there was a three-day sale. Because this is the email that I was given, that it was approved not only by the board, but all the residents within that community. We had a parking monitor who directs traffic, directs people where to park, helps people load, gets people in and out, so that it is not a circus atmosphere. There, I have a landscaper. If there's ever an issue of divots or taking down a mailbox or whatever it is, it gets rectified immediately. So we try to be good neighbors. I live in this community. I own my home since 2005. My family lives here. My parents live here. So we try to be good neighbors. We're in, not looking to be here. I think this is the first time we've ever been here. It's 700 sales.
The list that you have of the 57 sales you did, can you give a copy of that to the attorney, please? Oh, Barbara will take that from you.
Mr. Chairman, just a couple comments, if I may, for the city, please. First of all, I think we all agree that the code does place the burden for obtaining the permits on the person who is conducting the sales, and the testimony is very clear from the city and from the respondents that they are the ones that are conducting the sales. They use the term have held, their estate sales, so they are the ones that are conducting it. It's between the property owner the business that conducts these sales, whether who's going to go out physically obtain it, but the code is clear and does require the person that conducts the sales to get the permits. The city's appreciative that there's not a violation at this time, but the purpose of this hearing is just to make sure that going forward into the future that there's compliance. And so the compliance is no more than 2 days, and there's an admission that one of the sales was conducted was more than 2 days, and that the permits are acquired. And we've heard the testimony about trying to comply with the parking. There's a couple of photos up there of some parking issues, but that's not what we're here on today. The city would strenuously indicate that there have been violations. They are in compliance at this time, but we would ask this board to find the motion B that the property or that there were violations, but they're now in compliance.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members?
I do. You've conducted 57. How many of those were in Palm Coast? Okay, and have you ever applied for a permit for a garage sale before? All 50 of them you did?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you.
Passed around.
Let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back at 11:15. All right, let's return to the Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board for March 6, 2019. Our next case will be AI-19, case number 20180913-69. The City of Palm Coast versus Analito Rodriguez, 33 Banner Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance violation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follow. The current notice of violation was issued on the 27th day of September 2018, giving 30 days to comply. A reinspect on the 29th day of October 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notices and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of March 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until property is in compliance, plus an administration cost of $69 to the city.
What has been the homeowner's response to this? Because I'm looking at that tarp. That house has to be leaking like a sieve.
Yeah, well, there's no one in it.
Oh, it's empty.
Yep. And I have talked to them before. When it first happened, they were cleaning the property. They've kept it cleaned up, and they knew that they were supposed to get a permit and fix, and they never
did. And they took off. They left, they still own the home, though? It's for sale?
Yeah, well, it's not for, I've never seen a for sale sign or anything. It's
not in foreclosure?
No, not that we've seen. Not that I'm aware.
Analito Rodriguez is not present?
No.
Okay. All right, do we have any other questions in reference to this case?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation.
A question over here, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, I couldn't get it fast enough. I'm just curious, what exactly are we giving them notice for? To take the tarp off, get a permit, get the roof fixed?
Yeah.
All the above?
All the above.
So they have 10 days
like
to get the,
they
have those
the
days
off,
to get the roof fixed.
It must be leaking through the tarp, but they know they need to replace the roof.
So how many days do they have to get the roof fixed?
Well, if they apply for a permit, then the permit is good, I believe, for 6 months.
That was my question. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, they have 10 days to apply for the permit. The permit's good for 6 months unless they request an extension of that.
That is a tile roof, and that's going to be the most expensive remove and replace possible.
That's my problem.
Probably.
No, I know. Not his, because he took off.
And also, the side wall needs to be painted.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen aboard, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. All right, let's go back to AI-2, case number 20180094. The City of Palm Coast versus Dolores M. Rilova, 125 Bridgehaven Drive, Land Development Code 11.02.05, removal of trees without a permit.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am landscape specialist John Bodette.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Entering into evidence, city's composite one, proof of proper service, along with photographs taken that depict a condition on the date as indicated. requested an extension due to the trees being on order. Officer Doonan granted a 30-day extension. I rechecked the property on the 11th day of December 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of March 2019, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 a day until the property is in compliance, plus the administrative cost of $69 to the city.
How many trees? I see two in the front, perhaps one in the back. Is it three trees we're speaking of? That were removed?
Sir?
How many trees were removed? I see two in the front and looks like maybe one in the back.
They have no trees on the property. The property requires 5 trees.
Well, those weren't there trees there before? Or
they roughly removed 5 trees from the property.
Removed, okay. That's
fine. Are there any
no
further?
No permits issued. Who did the tree removal? Did they have a licensed tree surgeon to remove those?
She told me she did.
But the violation is not having a permit, nope. So let's not get into the license issue.
Question?
Next question.
Yes. Just clarification of the city ordinance. Does it apply to get a permit for any kind of tree or only special trees?
Trees under the caliper size of 5 inches in caliper. Unless they're invasive species.
Unless they're what?
Invasive
species.
What's that?
Like
camphor, probably.
Brazilian pepper, camphor. They're on the list of invasive species.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Just curious. And so they have to what? Go get a permit now? They've never had a permit?
They just need to replace the density requirements on the permit.
And they know that. They've been informed of that.
Yeah, I'll let them know that they need 5 trees put back on the property.
Yeah.
They don't know that yet?
That's my question. I mean, did they not know? Have they been told that they need to replace the trees? Or because otherwise, they wouldn't be doing anything.
When they apply for the permit, they'll be notified then.
I let them know.
They were informed, yes. Luis Mendez for the city of Palm Coast.
So they aware that they have to replace each and every tree?
Yeah, they would notify that, yes, they need to fulfill the density of the tree regulation. The
city has a minimum number of trees.
Correct.
Whatever. Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI-9, case number 20181205-0, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus DJ Cole, 31 Carrot Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, one, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the second day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the sixth day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 4th day of December 2018, giving 1 day minimum to comply, reinspected on the 10th day of December 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of March 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 10, case number 2018-111294, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Annette C. Ruggiero, 16 Ziegler Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Nunez for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite 1, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 16th day of August 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 17th day of January 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 29th day of November 2018, giving 1 day minimum to comply, reinspected on the 6th day of December 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of March 2019, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 13, case number 2018-110547, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Felix Sr. and Isaiah Baez, 4 Rainstone Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, City Composite 1, proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On June 8, 2018, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On August 2, 2018, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on November 14, 2018, giving 1 day to comply. The reinspection was conducted on the 15th day of November 2018 and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of March 2019 and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance, plus administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is the owner aware of what the penalty can be?
Yes. I never saw the people in the house. The people next door are the ones that are always making a complaint. They gave me a number of a brother. I called the brother on the last time, and the brother had it taken care of. And as compassionate as I am, I did it again this time, and the number's disconnected, so I couldn't get hold of the brother.
Oh. Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 16, a repeat case, case number 2018-120300, the City of Palm Coast versus Joseph and Angie Buchanan, 24 Rimson Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer.
The respondents are not present.
Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, including proper service, along with photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code, and the order was signed on the 13th day of June 2018, and the violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on December 6, 2018, given 0 days. Fined until in compliance. This is repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation for the above-cited period of time from December 6, 2018 to December 7, 2018. In compliance on December 7, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on December 7, 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city has requested the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day for a total of $100, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 21, case number 20180711615, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Mary L. Roberts, 140 Barrington Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, 105.1, no permit.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley with the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence the city's composite proving proper service, a copy of original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of December 2018. The order was signed on the 12th day of December 2018, given 10 days to come into compliance, or a fine of $50 until property comes into compliance. This property is currently still in violation. Property was in violation from 12/24/18 to 3/5/19, a total of 72 days at $50 a day for a total of $3,600. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Massey Motion G still in violation with a fine to continue until property comes into compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Is there any questions from the board members?
Has there been response from, she's not a relative of mine, but Mary Roberts?
No response.
No response. So she is aware that she's got this fine accumulating every day.
I would imagine so.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 20181205 48, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Rafael Gomez and Bravo Zenaida, 76 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 13th day of November 2018. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 11th day of December 2018, giving 0 days to come into compliance. Fined until in compliance. This is repeat number two. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of December 11, 2018 to December 12, 2018, in compliance on December 12, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on December 12, 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 1 day for a total of $150 plus administrative cost of $70 to the city.
Is this a corner lot?
It is a corner lot, yes.
Okay, because the garage is on the other side.
Correct.
Okay.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
And accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 20180713311, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jose Santos, 63 Fremont Turn, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's terms of proper service and a copy of the original code board order along with photographs. The case was heard on the 5th day of December 2018. That order was signed on the 12th day of December 2018, giving 2 days to come into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from 12/19/2018 to 3/5/2019 for a total of 77 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $1,925. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Massey Motion G still in violation with a fine still to continue until property comes into compliance plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
The owners, is this being managed by a property management company?
It is not.
So he's self-managing it himself. So he is aware of his fine and accruing?
I haven't heard anything from the property owner.
Are there any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 26, case number 20180810039, also a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus James V. Tiffany and Carmela P. and Camberi Fortunato and Fortunata. 282 Wellington Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program. Does that make me Italian now that I can say all that?
No.
You did good.
A long way to go.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th of December 2018. The order was signed on the 12th of December 2018, giving 5 days to comply. Excuse me. Or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes in compliance. The property is still in violation. The property is in violation from December 21st, 2018 to March 5th, 2019. A total of 75 days at $25 per day. And a total fine of $18.75. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion G still in violation with the fine to continue until the property is in compliance and administrative cost of $69.50.
With all of these partners in this house of relatives, we haven't been able to hear from any of them regarding this?
I mean, they've been properly notified.
And they've never responded?
Nope.
Are there any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 27, case number 20181111173. A repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Realty, Inc. 33 Wellwater Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. We also have another case, a sister case with this as well.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code. That order was signed on the 13th day of November 2018. That violation was corrected. repeat notice was issued on the 27th of November 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance. That's repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of November 27th, 18 to the November 28th, 18. In compliance on November 28th, 18. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on November 28th, 18, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 1 day and a violation and a total of $50, plus administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 28, case number 20181111175, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Realty, Inc., 33 Wellwater Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Respondent was previously found in violation for the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of September 2018. This violation was corrected. Repeat notice was issued on the 27th day of November 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance, repeat number one. Respondent was in repeat violation on the above cited code for the period of November 27th, 2018 to November 28th, 2018. In compliance on November 28th, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on November 28th, 2018. The violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 1 day in violation. Total of $50, administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Again. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20181111241, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Peter and Reja Miroshnik. 33 Westminster Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast. Entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the days indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 9th day of October 2018. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was issued on the 28th day of November 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Fine until in compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of November 28th, 2018 to February 19th, 2019. In compliance on February 20th, 2019. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on February 20th, 2019. The violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence in this case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 84 days in violation for a total of $4,200 and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are any questions from the board members?
Has there been any response from the owners?
House is vacant now.
Oh, it's vacant. Okay. It's going to continue.
Any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 31, case number 20181204 66, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher L. Wallace, 71 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 25th day of October, 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was issued on the 10th day of December, 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Fine until in compliance, repeat number one. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of December 10th, 2018 to December 11th, 2018. In compliance on December 11th, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on December 11th, 2018. The violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's request the board impose the following. Motion D, compile repeat violation requesting a fine of $50 per day for 1 day in violation for a total of $50 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Is there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 32. Case number 2018-010298, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Nelson J. and Susanna M. Furtado. 26 Panay Lane, Land Development Code 11.03.01H, HVAC not screened.
Sure it is, by the garbage can.
Yes.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photos. This case was heard on the 7th of November, 2018. The order was signed on the 13th of November, 2018, giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes into compliance. The property was currently still in violation. The property was in violation from the 21st of November 2018 to the 20th of February 2019. In compliance on February 21st, 2019, a total of 92 days at $25 a day, a total fine of $2,300. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Massey motion F, in compliance, an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 33, case number 2018-110824, a repeat case. City of Palm Coast versus Carlton B. Bennett, 54 Pheasant Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos taken depicting conditions at the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of April, 2017. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 20th of November, 2018, giving 0 days to comply, fined until in compliance. It's repeat number three. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of 20th of November 2018 to the 5th of January 2019. In compliance on the 6th of January 2019, the final recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th of January 2019, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board to impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $250 a day for 47 days in violation, a total of $11,750, administrative cost to the city of $70.50.
Any questions from the board members?
you say 11,000?
$11,750.
Yeah. Ouch. Has he had any response to this?
He's kind of playing a game.
Game he's losing.
Yeah, I know. he'll realize it after this one.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 35, case number 20181109692. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Margaret Frenson, trustee. 8 Pine Haven Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos taken depict the conditions and date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 7th day of February, 2017. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 14th of November, 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Find until compliance. Repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of the 14th of November 2018 to the 15th of November 2018. In compliance on the 15th of November 2018, a recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 15th of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied, repeat, violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 38, case number 20181111176. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Michael and Lisa Hale. 33 Prince Anthony Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 8th day of October 2015, a notice of violation was written and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 18th of April 2016, a notice of violation was written, upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st of July 2016, a notice of violation was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 18th day of September 2018, a notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 28th day of November 2018. At 3:05, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 28th day of November 2018 at 3:23, and the violation was not in compliance. A recheck of the property is conducted before code board on the 5th day of December 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 20181010020. The City of Palm Coast versus Gregory Bruce Charon. 5 Cedar Holler Court, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present, I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's composite proof of proper service and all photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of October 2018 and given 7 days to comply. A re-inspection on the 25th day of October 2018 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of re-inspection dates of 11-1-2018, 11-7-2018, 12-13-2018, 1-6-2019, 2-7-2019, 2-28-2019. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board 5th day of March 2019 and a violation had not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property. Based upon testimony of evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 45, case number 2018-110709, the City of Palm Coast versus Kel Advar Heglin, 20 Coral Reef Court North A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-33B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence as composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken at the conditions of the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 15th day of November 2018, given 6 days to comply. A reinspection on the 21st day of November 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I have a list of reinspection dates on 11-29-2018, 12-6-2018, 1-17-2019, 1-31-2019. I rechecked the property for Code Board on the 28th day of February 2019, and the violation had been corrected. This was the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony, I was submitted this case requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered.
Last one.
Our last case is AI 51, case number 2018-110708. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank A. and Ashley DeMayo, 29 Flagler Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions of the day as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 16th day of November 2018, given 1 day to comply. I reinspected the property on the 26th day of November, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I had a list of re-inspections on 12-2-2018 and 12-10-2018. I did recheck the property yesterday, on the 5th day of March 2019. The violation was corrected. This was the first notice given for the same violation of the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion. Staff recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? Old business?
New business?
Barbara.
Hi. Barbara Grossman, Code Enforcement Manager for the City of Palm Coast. I just wanted to let you know that next month we will have guests coming from Palatka. They've heard all kinds of good things about how we run our code board, and they've asked for some forms and if they could come and sit, so there will be I think they have code and law enforcement together, along with some council members or commissioners. I'm not sure which they are. I didn't really look it up, but they're one of the two. So they will be coming in to view how and hear how we do our code board. So I thank you all, because that's nice when another municipality contacts us. We've had another one from DeLand. Was it DeLand, Louis, that we also got that they wanted some information from us? So I guess the word travels, that we have a really good code board, and we do it the right way. So it's nice, and I wanted to thank you all for the great job that you do for us.
Do I have to wear a shirt and tie?
No, you don't have to wear a shirt and tie, because I'll probably wear jeans or something.
What's wrong with that?
Thank
you, Barbara.
But thank you.
Our announcement, the next code board meeting will be April 3rd, 2019 at 10 a.m. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Adjourn. Out of here.